Thursday morning means we check in. We've had a busy program today. Thursday morning means we check in at the City of Bloomington and the Deputy's Mayor's Office is our good friend Mick Renhuizen. Mick, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, Glass. How are you?
Exhausted. We started the program this morning bright and early with Dave Piller. Dr. Dave joined us to talk Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame. We've had Jenny Vaughn from Ivy Tech, Sue Wanzer from the MCCSC. And now you've
got quite the list of people. Now you have to put up with me for a few minutes.
And I love every minute of it. Golf this week, new track, one we haven't seen since back in 2006 on the PGA Tour. It's TPC Potomac at Avenel Farm. You might remember it from the Kemper Open days.
I volunteered there in 2000.
Did you really? When did you volunteer? What year was that?
2000.
So you saw the course, yeah, right in the middle of it, and
yep.
It was an event that it was in a great area. It's only a mile from Congressional, but the course was kind of quirky and strange, and the tour, after about 2006, that wasn't happening anymore. But what they did in 2007 is they tore it down, rebuilt it, made it look nice and pretty, had some web.com events there. This is the event with Quicken Loans, the Quicken Loans National. This is the Tiger Woods Foundation. So sadly, he won't be there. So maybe the course will be the star of the show this week.
I would like to see the new renovations. I'll have to watch it on TV and see how it looks from my memory from, 17 years ago when I was last there. But it was a quirky course. I can see why they got away from it after a few more years.
The TPC Potomac at Avenel Farm had it was in a basin where all the water washed out half the course if it rained. So they redid that, softened up some of the undulating greens, give you some better sight lines to get through it. But the web.com has been there in 2012 and 13, and the winning score was always in single digits. So Justin Thomas said this could play a U.S. Open tomorrow. That'll be interesting to see how that goes. How is golf in the city? We've got our flight championship seated and ready for match play. But if I'm not in the championship flight, Mick, I can still get involved in the city tournament, right?
You can do that. I don't have the date. I think you have through this week to still register. Don't quote me on that. But
Where can I find that information?
You can find that on our city website. You can find it on our new city website or at bloomington.in.gov/parks. You'll find a list of activities, and the golf championship is, I just looked actually, and there's a prominent display of information about the city golf tournament. So we had the championship flight, as you know. Nick Burris won, and now we move on to the balance of the other flights as the championship flight gets seated and the players participate in match play till we get a winner.
That's right, and that'll happen all throughout the weekends in July. We'll give you the updates right here. Speaking of July, that starts on Saturday, so we've got obviously Farmers Market going on, but the big day is going to be on Tuesday. The parade is happening, but before we get to the parade, you're going to have some city workers that are working on the 4th of July.
We will. Our sanitation crews will be out working their regular shifts, so all the residents can put out their trash and recycling as they normally would on a Tuesday if it's your day to put out those materials. So our crews will be working on that day. I do want to mention, if you're starting to think about all the things you can do on a long holiday weekend, that Friday night there's going to be a free concert in 3rd Street Park, also known and really officially known as Waldron Hill and Buskirk Park. It will be Martini's Boogie 3. They'll play from 6:30 to 8:30 at Waldron Hill and Buskirk Park. It's a piano dance bop party for all ages. The food truck Friday activity will be just across the street at 4th and Washington, so grab some food at the food truck Friday event and get on over to listen to some free entertainment. Martini's Boogie 3 playing over at Waldron Hill and Buskirk Park Friday night. And then Saturday, if you're not playing golf like I will be in the morning, I hope, if it doesn't rain,
Gulp.
A lot of other activities you can participate in, including the farmers market, all leading up to the 4th of July parade on Tuesday, starting at 10 a.m. the parade, but 9 a.m. there will be a concert with the Bloomington Community Band kicking off the concert activities on Tuesday at the Monroe County Courthouse Square at 9 o'clock. And then the parade awards are presented at the Courthouse Square after the parade is held from 10 to 11:30 with the culmination awards at 11:30.
Keith Klein and Jim Inman will be on the review stand as they annually do. As you mentioned, strike up the band at 9 a.m. Parade starts, you'll hear the sirens fire up. The one question I have, Mick, is right now the forecast doesn't look perfect. There is a better chance than not of having some thunderstorms. We know the parade is rain or shine, but if there are thunderstorms in the area, get out your binder like Joe Girardi. I know you got a thick one there with all the contingency plans in it. Hypothetically, what are we going to do on Tuesday if we do have some bad weather?
So that's happened before. It seems to happen with some regularity. It is the summer in Bloomington, although we've had some great weather recently. But the park staff will be consulting weather resources. They have a policy that if there's lightning in the area, there's a 30-minute delay on any activities. They'll ask people to take shelter in areas that are safe, and obviously there's a big route of the parade, so there's a lot of different places you can go inside and take shelter if the weather is severe. And then they'll announce when the activities would reconvene, if it's interrupted at all or if it has to be canceled because the weather is that bad. Then that certainly would be something that's decided in advance if possible, but sometimes, you know, those pop-up storms happen.
They sure
do. Have to make a kind of an in game day or in-field activity decision, and they're very experienced at doing that, and will certainly err on the side of the safety of the parade participants and all the folks that are gathered there to watch the parade festivities. So protocols are in place, and there's a lot of public safety officials in the area that are also going to help with those decisions and help make sure people are safe and notify people along the parade route should that be necessary.
And there'll be obviously plenty of public safety officers around the downtown on that day as well to get the message out. Parking garages, there's plenty of them. Those will always make good spots too if you need a temporary, a movable object. That's a pretty good spot to go. Mick Renhuizen's our guest this morning. He's the deputy mayor of the city of Bloomington and checks in with us here on a Thursday morning. What else is making news, Mick? Sadly, the city of Bloomington has been in the paper for some of the wrong reasons here lately, as it seems to we've had a rash of issues with overdoses in our downtown area. We know everybody's concerned about this. The policies that are in place recently with adding more officers to People's Park and the like, have you seen a turn? Have we just shifted the issue? Give me your feel on this as the summer has moved along here.
Well, clearly there's been a response since we have an enhanced police presence and a parking enforcement presence in Kirkwood and at People's Park and in the downtown in general. And that has shifted some of the behaviors that were happening in People's Park. Interestingly, it's the group that has congregated on Kirkwood now was not the group congregating in People's Park, at least not the bulk of those people. That's a different group of folks experiencing homelessness that have come from an alleyway in a private area that they were allowed to utilize downtown by the owner of the establishment, and then that ownership changed, and the new owner put no trespassing signs up almost about the same time that the activities in People's Park were enforced.
And so you doubled the population.
As a result, the people that were kind of habitating, if you will, in on private property that then were asked to leave that private property by the new owners ended up on Kirkwood. So it's not exactly, we've been talking with those folks. We've had outreach officers from our downtown resource officer program. We've had Shalom staff come over, and we're just trying to get a handle on what their needs are, what they're trying to do or not trying to do. If they're not trying to seek help, if they're violating laws, you know our stance on that. That's not acceptable. Unfortunately, there have been numerous calls of public safety officials that have had to go to this area to revive people. There was a bad dose of a heroin product that was laced with another product that seemed to have some adverse, pretty severe reactions for some individuals. I think that the sales of that have been stopped for the moment, but unfortunately, this is an ongoing concern we're not going to solve overnight, but we are addressing it. I want the community to know we're talking about this and working on this every day, and we've had some interesting suggestions. I just want to clarify there is no such thing as a loitering law. It doesn't exist. Because you and I would be loitering if we sat in the park for 2 hours. What's a loiterer? It's very difficult to define that. So this community doesn't have a loitering law, although many people think that that's something that we could enforce. It doesn't exist.
Well, that's good that you bring that up, because that is a common refrain in some places. Why are you allowed to be there? Well, you're allowed to be there because you're allowed to be there.
That's right, unless you're doing something unlawful. So there's been our stance, and it's consistent. You cannot do illegal activities in our community and not be detained, arrested, or you know, otherwise.
And we've had people ask too, Mick, are you allowed to sleep on a park bench downtown? That's
during the day. The Parks Department has its own set of codified regulations that don't allow for anyone in a park after 11 p.m. Hence the reason no one should be there or should be sleeping there after 11. There is no such law for the streets. That makes it a different challenge when folks move from a park to a street. But there is no law that says you can't sleep anywhere. You know, how many of us have taken a nap in a park on a nice day?
Absolutely.
So it seems pretty black and white to some people. Well, why don't you just X, Y, Z, do these three things? And the answer is usually a little bit more complex than that.
And that's why we enjoy having you on, because it does help shed some light on it. Obviously, you do that for a living. You're around it all the time. And people that walk downtown once a month want answers, and they want things to magically get better. And you mentioned it's a little bit more complicated on that. But the city is trying things. I've commended you and Mayor Hamilton on that. For doing nothing isn't going to solve the problem. Doing something will at least hopefully cause more discussion and spark an idea. And who knows? All you need is sometimes one idea to again, make this turn in the right direction, whatever that direction might be. Do you have any trivia for me this morning?
I do, and it's on the 4th of July parade.
Excellent.
You'll do well at this.
No,
Keith
I won't.
Keith would have been exceptional at
right.
this, wouldn't he?
I'm happy he's not here. He would have buried me in his wake. Keith's birthday is the 4th of July annually. You don't get to change that day up, so it's too bad he has to work, but it's nice of you to throw him the parade, fireworks, and the whole nine yards. Hey, let me ask you a question, and I've heard this before. Why doesn't the city do fireworks? I know you've been in the Parks and Rec Department for 100 years. You'll know the exact reason why there aren't city fireworks.
You know, it's always been managed by other volunteer groups over the years, and I think our philosophy was if it's being done well by another group, there's no sense in someone else coming in and duplicating the effort. So you know, that's why we didn't do the 4th of July parade till about a decade ago. There were volunteers doing it. They asked for some assistance, and then the Parks Department helped along with DBI to manage and continue the parade activity. So I think it's been our philosophy. As long as it's being done by a community-minded group and it's being done well and they're able to manage it, no sense in duplicating efforts.
Oh, well, more fireworks is always better than less fireworks, isn't it? Saturday fireworks, Sunday fireworks, Monday. We could do the whole gamut, but we'll talk more about fireworks tomorrow as we get you ready for the weekend. Let's hear the 4th of July parade trivia.
All right, so what group will have people with names like Marie Fury, Truly Obvious, and Cherry Cobra in the parade entry?
I don't need multiple choice for this one. That would be the Bleeding Heartland Roller Derby Girls.
That is who it is.
Yes!
Your other options were the Hardsucker.
Hudsucker Proxy. I thought about that. I thought
Cardinal
about that.
Cardinal Stage Company or Beanpole. So it might have been a little more difficult.
That was a difficult one. But no, I went out on a limb because when you go with your gut, and if you have as much gut as I do, you trust your gut and you just go with it.
Very good. Second question, what group will have a cow in their entry? Is it the Kiwanis Club of South Central Indiana, Cardinal Stage Company, Chick-fil-A Bloomington East, or Beanpole?
I'm going with Chick-fil-A because the cow is eat more chicken.
That's right. It is a cow costume, by the way.
Oh, it's not real?
No.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
They have very creative ads, do they not?
They do. That cow costume is going to be a little, that's one you're not going to want to wear later in the afternoon.
Little toasty. All right, you're two for two. The final question, who will have an organic transit elf as part of their entry? An organic transit elf. Will it be the Monroe County Energy Challenge, the Lake Monroe Sailing School Youth Sailing Camp, Orange Theory Fitness, or the Monroe County Public Library Book Bike?
Organic transit elf matches with an orange bicycle. That's my final answer.
All right. It is not that. It's the Monroe County Public Library Book Bike, which is a solar-powered electric bicycle, and that's the reference to ELF.
Gotcha. That makes,
fooled you a little bit.
That
there.
Was good, though. I like being fooled. I saw that. We were at the farmer's market a couple weekends ago and saw that bike. That bike's awesome.
It is awesome.
Yeah, my kids wanted to ride it. It's got, like, satellite radio in it. It's got everything. It's rolling. It's a great deal. Parade, 9 o'clock, Tuesday. We'll remind you about this. We're on the air Monday morning. Mick, have a great weekend. Fairways and greens. I'll try to wipe out that Saturday morning thunderstorm for you.
All right, sounds good, Glass. Thanks.
All right, thanks for the information. We always appreciate it, buddy, and we'll see you Tuesday for the parade.
You got it.